Shogun Method, Dark Rapport, by Derek Rake. Copyright Derek Rake and Shogun Method. All rights reserved. Unauthorized reproduction or distribution of this program, in full or part, is strictly prohibited without the permission of the copyright owner.
Derek, I need your help. Something keeps going wrong.
A client of mine, Nick, recently came to me regarding some problems he was having executing the core IRA process inside Shogun Method. I did everything I needed to. I used an intrigue ping on her and then tried a couple of Shogun sequences on her inside the rapport module. What happened? I asked him.
Well, it all went very well at first. I could feel that I was building up a nice rapport with her, and we were making a good emotional connection with each other. I was really happy, and...
Nick then let off a long sigh. I waited for the other shoe to drop. And then what?
I continued to pile on the Shogun sequences, hoping to further strengthen my rapport with her. Then, without any warning signs at all, it happened.
I braced for the worst. She sent me a text saying that she only saw me as a friend and nothing more. It completely broke my heart. Of course, I've heard these kinds of horror stories before. At first she was quite interested, but then she seemed to get more and more distant from me. It all went well until one day she just sort of turned completely cold towards me. I don't know why. She's getting less and less attracted to me, and we're fighting more and more often. Or the most heartbreaking of all. After everything I've done, she told me she only wanted to be friends. Are you experiencing something similar yourself? If you are, then take heart, because these are merely symptoms of one particular sticking point which can be solved quite easily if you know exactly just what to do. I'll tell you what this one sticking point is in the next section. But first, you've got to understand this. If you already have a strong understanding of how the IRA process inside the Shogun Method works, it will be easy for you to eliminate this sticking point. The material inside this guide heavily rely on how well you understand the IRA model. If you need to refresh your knowledge on how the IRA model works, revisit Module 3 of the Shogun Method before you continue with the rest of this material. The Sanctity of the IRA Model. Serious practitioners of the Shogun Method live and die by this rule. The sanctity of the IRA model is not to be messed with. In particular, the linearity of the process is cast in stone. It's absolutely not negotiable. This means that you have to strictly start from generating intrigue and then proceed to build rapport and attraction before you attempt to enslave her. Now, with this in mind, let's revisit Nick's case. He did exactly what he was supposed to do by first using an intrigue ping, and then following up with rapport-building Shogun sequences. In short, he followed the linearity of the IRA model to a T. So, what went wrong for Nick? Here's what. He completely missed out on the other sacrosanct rule, that you shouldn't linger in a particular IRA stage for too long. In other words, you've got to move towards enslavement as fast as you can. So, what happened to Nick was that he had failed to seize the opportunity to jump into the attract stage despite having built sufficient rapport for him to do so. Make no mistake about this, too much rapport for too long with zero escalation to attraction is a surefire recipe for the dreaded friend zone. The contextual rapport problem. Remember that the Shogun Method seduction process is designed to compel the woman to become the chaser. And since a woman will pursue whatever she can't have, we must make her believe that she can't have you. Nick had spent too long inside the rapport stage because this was where his safety zone was. Too much rapport building made her believe he was the chaser, leading to a clear violation of precondition number 2. If you're not familiar with precondition number 2, refer back to Module 1 of the Shogun Method, the 3 preconditions. By staying too long in the rapport stage, Nick and his target became too agreeable with each other. They became too much alike. In Shogun Method terminology, he ended up developing contextual rapport with his target. By this point,
All she saw in him was a nice guy who wouldn't dare try and escalate their relationship. And when he did, she instinctively became creeped out by it. The friend zone was an inevitable fate for Nick. We'll see what Nick did later to get out of the friend zone and how it turned out for him. But for now, let's see how we can address this very common sticking point using dark rapport. What dark rapport will do for you. The dark rapport program is an advanced add-on component to the rapport stage material found inside the Shogun method. It is not meant to replace anything that's already the core Shogun method program. These dark rapport tactics will allow you to escalate quickly from the rapport to the attract stage, negating any possibility of you coming across as undesirable or being relegated to friend zone status. In other words, if you follow this guide closely, you'll completely sidestep the friend zone problem. And in the case that you've already been friend zoned, this will allow you to get out, and get out fast. So here's how we will begin. We will start by redefining rapport specifically in the context of seduction and how it's different from, say, rapport in the context of platonic relationships. Next, we will look at how we can develop rapport by using an alternative approach of using sensory perceptions. While the techniques in the Shogun method will work on any and every female, understanding a particular female's information process type will allow you to quicker rapport building and easier escalation to the attract stage. To help you determine how a woman processes information regarding rapport building, you'll use our proprietary Wuxorg framework and learn about the different sensory modes. Then, we will move on to the advanced versions of two techniques you have already come across in the core Shogun method program, anchoring and mirroring. Finally, we will go deep into some advanced linguistic techniques, which are similar to implanted commands, which you already know is part of the entice-repel cycle in the attract stage. However, we will rely on advanced psychological subtleties in order to maximize manipulation possibilities. These may sound overwhelming for now, but this is only to be expected, since you'll be acquiring advanced PhD-level persuasion and mind control knowledge from this program. Let's start. Rapport. It's emotional, not rational. The word rapport is thrown around regularly in regards to relationships, friendships, and acquaintances. However, we must truly understand what it means specifically in the context of seduction in order to execute the rapport stage of the Shogun method to the required levels. On the very basic level, rapport is the emotional connection between you and another person. It is the emotional bond you share together. Now, ask yourself, why is rapport important? Sure, the answer might seem obvious, but let's really think about it. A friend of mine was recently looking to buy a new car. She found her ideal Range Rover at a nearby dealer. It was in perfect condition and was priced lower than anywhere else she'd seen. The problem was that she didn't really trust the dealer. It was a notoriously unreliable company, and when she got there, the car salesman was rather unhelpful and too salesy to her liking. It cast an incredible doubt into her mind. The next day, she went to a different dealer, which was further away from where she lived. The salesman listened to her, offered her advice, let her test drive the vehicle she was interested in, and even dropped the price a few $100s. The kicker was, however, that this Range Rover was a newer model and therefore a lot more expensive. She had a choice to make. She could either go back to the slimy, untrustworthy salesman, or go back to the gentleman who listened to her and helped her out, despite the vehicle being more expensive. A real no-brainer, right? She went back to the guy whom she had connected with, not the slick salesman who tried to push her into a quick sale. The difference in rapport levels between the first and second car salesman is obvious. My friend felt a stronger bond to the second person than the first, which gave him a distinct advantage when dealing with her, even when his product was more expensive. With this in mind, we can realize how important rapport truly is. In a completely rational world, rapport should have no effect whatsoever regarding the purchase of a vehicle. Alas, the female mind is hardly ever rational. As you learned in Module 2 of the Shogun Method, Flaws in the Female Mind, a woman's unconscious desires continually overpower her conscious ones. My friend knew that the first car was the better deal, but she ended up making a decision based on her emotions and not her rational thinking brain. Why is this? Well, it's related to the different ways in which a woman processes the information her conscious or subconscious brain is receiving. There are varying psychological factors which determine why a woman seems to be able to connect more with certain people than with others. With Dark Rapport, you'll learn how to hack the way her mind processes the information that she receives from you so that you can build an emotional connection with her easily. For you to do that, therefore, you'll need to understand how the female brain processes information in order to build rapport. In the next chapter, you'll learn the 6 ways a woman processes information and how you can hack them to trick her mind into submitting to your charms.